Welcome to The Inner Room, a space where we ponder the inner movements of our heart to find God by finding examples and instructions in daily scripture readings. The emotions in our hearts can help us or hinder us in our spiritual journey. Open your heart, explore your emotions, and align thoughts and emotions with God's plans for you. When we learn to feel and align our emotions, we advance in our prayer life by loving more deeply, remaining in peace more often, and finding courage for the journey of life. My name is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and a big shout out to my son Marco Niño, producer of this podcast. Sit back or walk with us. You are most welcome here. Dear friends, I have to tell you that I have attended one of the most important and incredible events of my life. I attended the perpetual vows of six young women of the servants of the pierced hearts of Jesus and Mary. They have spent the last 6 years or so at a convent preparing themselves for this day where they become the brides of Christ. They took vows of poverty, obedience, chastity, and their order has a fourth one, which is complete identification with Mary, who was available to say yes to God and to work in the world for the salvation of souls. Friends, to see these young women who were in their 20s lay prostrate on the floor of the church before the altar, literally offering themselves for Christ as brides for the church, to give up everything that they ever had, to give up the ability to be physical mothers so that they can be spiritual mothers, to have the spousal relationship to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Friends, the love in their faces, the joy in their faces, indescribable. I have not posted. I was immersed in a world of hope and faith and love and wonder and awe and marvel. This community of nuns and priests and fathers is alive with the Word of God in flesh. The order started 40 years ago with Mother Adela, who received this calling to form a community that would be available for these times. And they allow the nuns to fulfill the purpose of their heart. So they've got physicists and electrical engineers and business majors and teachers and every field of work that you can imagine. They've opened 20 convents, and we were moved and awed and inspired by the love of God. Friends, on Friday, we attended one of their cenacles, and they take over a church on a Friday evening, and they invite the youth of the parish. And this experience is like a river of grace from heaven that just falls in waterfalls of love. There was mass and there was adoration, and the priest came around the crowd bringing the monstrance with Jesus, knelt before kids and elderly people and us, and brought us face to face with the Eucharist. Friends, the Lord is alive and amongst us, and these churches become alive with the Spirit of God incarnate. And we were all transformed. We got to spend time in their retreat house. They gave us a meal for having traveled from so far away. And there was nothing but joy with all the families. There were postulants, girls and boys that are in their teens, graduating from high school and pondering about their calling in life. And they joined the community for discernment. And then there were novices who have discerned and decided to stay, and nuns who have taken their first vows and they are committed to working in the community. And then They study, all of them study philosophy, and they study theology so that they can evangelize. And friends, just being in their midst as the priest is giving the Eucharist, and they all break into song. And they just broke into song because the priest said the goodness of God. And they were saying, and the goodness of God. And then they just sung. They just sung with the heart, and all of us were just joining them. All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing to the goodness of God. If you can imagine a church with hundreds of us and the nuns with their arms up in the air just singing to the goodness of life, the goodness of God in their life, it was just so moving and so impossible to describe. And friends, we attended a second adoration at this plaza. And the plaza is called Totus Tuus. And John Paul II's image is presiding over the beautiful garden filled with flowers and trees. And they have lights everywhere, so it feels like you are under the stars. And another night of Eucharistic adoration, singing and praising and worshiping and feeling the Lord so close. And the six nuns came amongst the crowd and they lit up our candles because we are their spiritual children, those of us that are receiving so much from this maternal instinct from our wonderful lady that bore the Lord Jesus Christ. And they are taking her fiat and echoing it throughout the world. And we got to experience receiving that light in a little candle in this night, that singing and worshiping just joined angelic hosts. And we were transported, friends. And then we had pizza in the garden with them. And then the following day at the cathedral, the bishop received us to a full church, the entire community of the servants there. And these six young women each recited the reasons they wanted to be admitted to the Institute and to become brides for Christ, giving their lives. And they received rings like a wedding. And they laid on the ground just offering their lives to God. And it was so moving to know that all of us can do the same thing, to become the hands and the feet and the love of Jesus in the world. So I am transformed after that experience, and I wanted to share with you that there is great hope and great faith and great love in the world, and that there are young women and men that are ready to give their life for the gospel today in our midst. That this community of nuns has multiplied. They have these 20 convents they opened in Poland recently. They are wherever the bishops call them, in Birmingham, in South Dakota, in Austin, in Phoenix. So pray for them, the servants of the pierced hearts of Jesus and Mary. Father Almighty, we give you thanks that your church is alive with your spirit and your truth, and that these young women gave their lives for you just on Sunday to become your brides, and that their joy was so complete. They're sent forth into the world to love your people as part of the body of Christ, fully alive and on fire for your love. Thank you that we were able to be witnesses to this kind of love, and infuse in us your Holy Spirit, that we can extend the kingdom of heaven along with them. Protect them, guide them, bless them. And may the blessing of that day come upon us as well, who humbly beg that you will include us in salvation's plan so that we can also assist in this beautiful mission. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hello, this is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and I welcome you to this inner room. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the Inner Room Emotions in the Bible, and we would love to hear your questions, your ideas, or your comments. Thank you for joining us today.